Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's of Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the beef checkoff is working for you, go to oklabeef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
The cattle futures market closed under significant pressure on live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. Live cattle finished down anywhere from $60 to $1.20 on the first 4 months. Put June at 107.07 down $1.10 as that contract winds down. It looks like cash trade this week is mostly at 110 in Kansas and in Texas. But with the live cattle being weaker here, we could see some additional pressure here on the cash market. August, on the other hand, is 102.70 down $1.25. The feeder cattle are anywhere from 80 to $1.20 lower, but they were a dollar or over a dollar off of their lows from earlier in the day. And then the hogs were down about $3 here. July, we're down three down the limit at 76.25. So under significant pressure. This afternoon, we've got several reports. We've got a cattle on feed and cold storage report. The cattle on feed estimates are 102% of the previous year. The placements in May were 95.5% and marketed 101.5%. So the biggest one out of line or the most out of line one are the placements number. And that report will be this afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time. So be looking forward to that. Box beef was down 72 on choice at 220. Select down 46.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain markets finished lower across the board. We had corn down about 6 cents, which put December at $4.55. Soybeans down 12 cents, which put November at 9.28¾. Chicago wheat was steady to down a penny. Kansas City was 5 to 7 lower as harvest gets into Kansas and yields seem to be average or above average at this point. The cotton futures today out in December were down 36 at 65.60. Disappointing there. We did have July options expire today, which could have had somewhat of an impact here. But really, we're still watching the weather patterns. It looks like after the next week or so of rains, things could get back to regular summer temperatures, a little bit warmer. And that could be good or bad. It's good because things will dry out, but also bad because it's the hot part of the season. With the crop delayed to this point, we could have some interesting timing issues on that front. The crude oil today, 35 cents higher, 57.42 on the August contract. Of course, overnight, the big news was how the U.S. did hold off on some retaliatory attacks against Iran. And that rippled through the markets here, and that's what's lifting crude oil slightly. Natural gas is unchanged. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 33 at 26,807. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.